Omer Baal HaSulam.
Baal HaSulam says, it is written, there is none else besides him. This means that there is no other force in the world that has the ability to do anything against him. And what one sees, that there are things in the world that deny the upper household, the reason is that this is his will. This is deemed a correction, called the left rejects and the right pulls closer, meaning that what the left rejects is considered a correction. This means that there are things in the world that, to begin with, aim to divert a person from the right way, and by which he is rejected from Kedusha, holiness. The benefit from the rejections is that through them a person receives a complete need and desire for the Creator to help him, since he sees that otherwise he is lost. Not only is he not progressing in the work, he even sees that he regresses. That is, he lacks the strength to observe Torah and mitzvot, commandments, even lo lishma, not for her sake. For only by genuinely overcoming all the obstacles above reason can he observe the Torah and mitzvot. Otherwise, he is forced to deviate, God forbid, from the way of the Creator, even from lo lishma, not for her sake.
Доброе утро. Это утро доброе, потому что...
Good morning. It's a good morning because even though we have all our inner problems internally within each of us, as these opposite pieces from all over the world, we've come together to unite and bring the correction to the world and bring contentment to the Creator. And this preparation will be from the tents from Kiev and Moscow. We've made a lot of efforts to rise above all of the conflicts between us, to bring the world clean. This feeling that all the barriers between us are imaginary. They're an illusion. And in these efforts to unite, you begin to see how much we can't do it on our own. We can't do it without the help of others. And that all that we require is to ask. To ask that the Creator will finish the job for us, that He'll do what He has to do, so that His thought will become realized. Dima.
Dear friends, good morning. Israel, Yashalkel, straight to the Creator. The Creator. It is a special time. I don't remember ever that time was pointing so clearly that confidence and lack of fear can be only in this movement straight to the Creator. If you stop, everything around you stops. But we have an amazing opportunity to do it. We have gathered here for one another in order to create this movement and rise above the egoism, raise up this point and come out of all the fears. Be closer to each other. Услан.
Да, стать ближе друг к другу, лишь только объединившись.
Yes, to come closer to each other.
Молитву за каждого товарища мы сможем. Только
nothing will stop our connection with this embrace to raise a prayer for each friend, and we can do it only now in this second, in this moment, in this sacred gathering in our society.
Да, еще раз хотели подчеркнуть то, что у нас
Yeah, once again we want to emphasize that we all have a huge opportunity. It is our group. Even though the world confuses you with its news and the madness, you come to the group. You don't come to the Creator alone. The Creator brings you, and it gives you strength, and you strengthen it, and you give strength to the friends so that each of us will overcome through this mutual responsibility. We came here because we changed our hearts and minds from fearing, from being slaves to the will to receive, into bestowing, into giving contentment to the Creator.
Andrei, включи, пожалуйста, микрофон.
Давайте немного заглянем в историю. Больше 10 лет назад. Здесь на уроке.
Let's look a little bit into history. More than 10 years ago, here in the lesson, we, our teachers, opened up to us that in the world there's a global crisis that's developing. I remember the alertness, and we prepared for something, but then global egoism somehow managed to calm down the problem, to blur it, to dim it. And then came a temporary tranquility until the global plague appeared, and the Upper One showed us how the world is interconnected. And for the whole world, it was a revelation. Every person in the world saw how connected we are. And with this background, we were already in tens, and the physical unity between us, the physical distance between us only revealed the spiritual proximity. And this time didn't go for no reason, and now we already have a new trial where two close nations are in such conflict, in such resistance, and we were already seeing the process very differently. We have an opportunity to do this new exercise by the Creator, and we can do it only here when we're with you in the lesson every day with the world Kli.
Friends, we all know this word, prayer. We know that there is no more effective weapon than prayer.
It is the
one force that can help not only us, but the whole world break through. But our problem is, we know what to pray for. We know the words. We say them, but we're not. We've never been in the state we're longing for, we're praying for. So it turns out that we're asking for what we don't know. But how can I ask for what I don't know if I've never been there? I need to take an example from something, from someone who has been there, who has gone through this path, and whose words we can put into our minds and want exactly what those who are already there guided us, who understand what we're talking about, the sources, our teachers. We don't know what to yearn for, what to ask, but we can be simple, like kids, and ask for what our adult, our Upper One tells us, shows us, go where He goes. We take the words and the thoughts that the sources tell us and ask that this will happen. Not more, nothing less. We don't need anything else. We don't add to it. Not even one thought, not even one feeling or desire of myself, but only those who are there to be simple in our prayer. Now the lesson is a special time when we unite around the sources, take their words, immerse them in each other, and ask for that state that we read about, that we learn about. I'm passing it on.
Bala Salam writes in the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot, The majority of authors of books of Kabbalah intended in their books only to such readers who have already attained a disclosure of the face and all the sublime attainments. Therefore, we must ask, why then did the Kabbalists obligate every person to study the wisdom of Kabbalah? Indeed, there is a great thing about it which should be publicized. There is a wonderful, invaluable remedy to those who engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah, although they do not understand what they're learning, through the yearning and the great desire to understand what they are learning, they awaken upon themselves the lights that surround their souls. I'll read again. The majority of authors of books of Kabbalah intended in their books only to such readers who have already attained a disclosure of the face and all the sublime attainments. Therefore, we must ask, why then did the Kabbalists obligate every person to study the wisdom of Kabbalah? Indeed, there's a great thing about it which should be publicized. There's a wonderful and valuable remedy to those who engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah, although they do not understand what they are learning, through the yearning and the great desire to understand what they are learning, they awaken upon themselves the lights that surround their souls.
Dear
friends, giant world clay, together with the friends, we have prepared a prayer in two languages, and we would like to read it in Ukrainian and in Russian. Let's turn our hearts to Him. Great Creator, Maker of all that exists, there is no limit to your greatness. We thank you for creating us and giving us the privilege to serve you. We are asking you now to hear our prayer. We ask for connection so that we can see you as good and doing good. Let us cover all the crimes with love so that your thought to do good to the created beings will be realized. We want peace all over the world. And if you do not help us, no one will help. Turn our fear into fear of you, and let us attribute to you alone all that was, is, and will be, and to justify you, do it for your sake, and complete our work for us. Amen.
Great Creator, Maker of all that exists. There is no limit to your greatness. We thank you for creating us and giving us the privilege to serve you. We're asking you now to hear our prayer. We ask for connection so that we can see you as good and benevolent. Let us cover all crimes with love so that your thought to benefit the created beings will come true. We want peace all over the world. If you do not help us, no one will help. Turn our fear into awe and let us attribute to you. Let us attribute to you alone all that was, is, and will be. And justify you. Do it for your sake and finish the work for us.
Amen.
Amen.